degrees. 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH Sioux Center time is 7:51, and first Thursday of the month means State Representative Libby Florin. Good morning, Representative Florin. How are you today?
I'm fine, Tony. How are you?
And she is, I'm well, and Representative Florin is on location at Town Hall, getting ready for the legislative breakfast with the United Way. Tell us a little bit about that, and they usually give you topics to talk about. What are you going to be talking about?
Yeah, the Community Planning Council has given us wonderful questions. They're always very, very thoughtful. Oh, affordable housing, health care, planning, domestic violence. It covers the waterfront, and they assign each one of us a question, and then there's some that all of us will discuss.
Okay, so what's
always very interesting.
What did they assign you?
Domestic violence, affordable housing, how I'm going to solve the financial difficulties of the state, a few things like that. Nothing major.
Okay, well... All in a five-minute talk, right?
Three minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, of course, Representative Meskers will be there, State Senator Alexandra Bergstein. And what about State Representative or former State Representative, now First Selectman Fred Camillo?
Fred Camillo will be there, but he's going to be wearing his First Selectman hat.
Okay.
The questions that they've assigned to him are town issues, like what are we going to do about Nathaniel Witherell, the train station, various things like that.
Okay. Let's talk about a special session on transportation. When is this going to take place? Word now is that it may not happen before the end of the year.
I think we will have a special session either on the 17th of December or the 19th, but I think we're only going to pass our bond bill, which frankly is one of my jobs, and it's been ready since May, and the hospital settlement and restaurant workers negotiated settlement. We're not going to do transportation, in my humble opinion.
Okay, so what do you think is going to happen then? Because the governor's talking about withholding funding for cities and towns until this deal is done.
Yes, and he has done that already. We have only had two bond commission meetings instead of 10. We are scheduled for one on Friday the 13th, which I have heard is going to be canceled. So I don't know. I don't think it's fair, and I don't think it's reasonable, and I honestly don't think it's working. All he's done is aggravate everyone.
Are we close to getting any sort of a deal on transportation?
Not with tolls. I don't believe that. I know our caucus is resolute in against any form of tolls. I don't know about the Senate Republicans. And the Democrats in both houses are totally ambivalent, and I don't even believe they've taken a vote count. And there are other ways to do it. And there are ways to fund it as needed. And to me, I really know and believe that we need to improve our infrastructure for the good of everyone, but there is no plan, there is no timetable, there is no priority list. That's where you have to start. Find out what is necessary, and then you figure out how to fund it. And it doesn't have to be done all at once either.
You're painting a gloomy picture, though, as to whether anything's going to get done in special session or even next session.
No, I think something will get done, but I think we're going to have to just go back to the drawing board, and I think we have to go back in truly being committed to work together collegially and to really listen, because you can't start out with no tolls, truck-only tolls, bridge-only tolls, 153 gantries, 11 gantries. I mean, you just can't do that. People's heads are spinning, and it's hurting the entire process.
All right. Let's talk about a couple events. I know you got to get going. The tree lighting tomorrow night at Town Hall.
Tomorrow night, yes, at 4 o'clock. That is such a wonderful tradition for celebrants of all ages. And Santa will be here and Mrs. Santa. That tree is beautiful. And then on Saturday, the 7th, we're going to be commemorating Pearl Harbor Day. And that will be at 4:30 in the Margonaut Atrium at the Public Safety Complex. And I am so pleased because it's very cold during that celebration. And it just takes away from the attendance and the enjoyment and the solemnity of it when we're standing outside freezing. So I'm so pleased that they saw fit to move it indoors.
Right.
I'm hoping for a very large attendance.
Okay, great. So there'll be 4:30 Saturday. Tree lighting is what time again on tomorrow?
4 o'clock. I think they throw the switch at 4:30, but the hot chocolate and the cocoa and everything comes out at 4. So I always get there at 4.
All right, Representative Florin, I guess you're not joining me during January.
I'm not. I'm going to be with family and out of state. But Representative Meskers, my wonderful colleague, has agreed to do double duty. So he will take my Thursday call in, and then he'll do his own the following week.
All right, fantastic. So we'll talk to you in February. In the meantime, have a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, Martin Luther King Day. What other holidays? President's Day?
There are a lot.
Well, maybe not President's Day, but the January things.
Well, happy and healthy holidays to you, Tony, and to all of your WGCH listeners. We're so grateful to you.
All right, thanks very much, Representative Livy Florin. Now get in there and knock him dead at the legislative floor. And save a bagel for me, would you please, okay?
Oh, I'll bring it special delivery for you.
Okay, thanks
very much. Bye, Tony.
Bye-bye. State Representative Livy Florin joining us from Town Hall, where she's